Nothing to do with reality. Hungarian MEP slams leftists after EU declares his country is no longer a democracy. By Peter Cattell on September 20, 2022. An MEP has slammed leftists in the European Union after the bloc's parliament passed a report declaring that Hungary was no longer a democracy. An elected European representative who serves as a member of Hungary's ruling Fidesz party has slammed left-wing politicians within the EU after the Union's parliament passed a resolution saying that Hungary is no longer a democracy. Presented to lawmakers last Wednesday, the document described the EU member state as being a hybrid regime of electoral autocracy before demanding that the European Commission takes action against the country's current government, which achieved a landslide election win earlier this year despite efforts from Brussels to undermine the incumbent government's support. In a statement given to Breitbart Europe, Hungarian MEP Balázs Hidvegi attacked the report as having nothing to do with reality, while expressing that it was a shame that left-wing activists in the bloc dedicate so much time to attacking Hungary's conservative government rather than dealing with the various crises facing the European continent. It's a shame that in the current situation the left devotes time and energy to fabricate a document like this, Balázs said. The eastern border of our continent is ravaged by a war we thought we would never ever see. Millions of refugees are looking for asylum. European citizens have to face practically unbearable energy prices, mostly because of the totally misguided sanctions of the EU. Don't these politicians see that we have much more important things to do? He continued. Anyone who has ever been there with their eyes opened knows that Hungary is democracy. This report has nothing to do with reality, the Fidesz MEP went on to say. While many in Brussels have remained adamant that attacks on the Hungarian government are justified, Balázs dismissed efforts to label the country as being anti-democratic as being prompted by hardline left-wingers who are unhappy with his party's success. They are simply unable to accept the fact that the people of Hungary have elected a conservative government for the fourth time in a row, the politician argued. A government that dares to defend its nation's interests, one that stands in the way of the extreme left's ideology. That is the real sin of Hungary, and that is why all these unfounded lies are coming from the left, he went on to say. Regardless of whether or not this is the true origin of the dispute, the European Commission has continued its crusade against the country's ruling administration, which is headed up by firebrand Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, announcing on Sunday that it wants to see €7.5 billion in funding stripped from the nation. According to a press release published by the bloc, the aim of stripping the funds from the country is to protect the EU budget and the financial interests of the EU against breaches of the principles of the rule of law in Hungary, though Hungarian officials have now repeatedly disputed such a claim. The call for the funding to be stripped will now go to a majority vote in the European Council, though the Commission has left the door open for a compromise agreement to be reached with their counterparts in Budapest. According to Politico, part of such a compromise may have already come into effect, with EU bigwigs giving Hungary 2 months to implement reforms demanded by the bloc in order to reverse the possible penalty. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.